Okay, so we are in Sif Gimel of Siman Kuf Hey, and we're in the middle of the topic of Tasa Gavar. And what I want to talk about first is a aspect of the sugya that is referred to by the Nosei Caleb in Siman Sadi Aleph, but explained more fully in the Nosei Caleb in Siman Kuf Hey, but is explained more fully in Siman Sadi Aleph, Sif Dalid. And for the Maor Makomos on that, take a look at the Maor Makomos I sent you on today's email.
Are you going to be doing that format consistently? Because I think it's awesome, the questions.
If I have time. See, Tuesday I give early shear, so I have time to think about sending you questions in advance. So, on Tuesdays, whenever we have shear on Tuesdays, Joseph Sashan will be able to do that. Okay, I'll try to do it as much as I can. It takes like some time, extra time, but I can. Okay, good. I'm happy you like it. So, what does it say over there? So let's just give a little background. The Rush in Chulin, Perek Ches Simen Lamedalet, quotes a machlokes harishonim as to what the din is with respect to the klipa of Tasa Gavar when you can't take a klipa. So let's give an example. Let's say a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk. So the halacha with respect to the meat is admekar lai balaporta, and therefore you must cut off a klipa of that meat, throw it out, the rest of the meat's mutter. Well, what about the milk? So one possibility is to say, okay, a klipa's worth of milk became usser, and therefore you would need shishim keneged the klipa. So if you had shishim keneged the klipa, it would be mutter. If, for example, a piece of meat falls into a large bowl of milk, it would be mutter. Hot meat, large bowl of cold milk, it would be mutter. But I don't know, if a meat fell into like a little puddle or something like that, taka, the klipa of the meat would be aser, and perhaps all of the milk would be aser. If you didn't have shishim keneged the klipa, it would be aser. So those are the two possibilities. Pashup shot, I would have thought, like the last possibility, if you need a klipa on the meat, why shouldn't you need a klipa on the milk? However, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you only need a klipa on meat, and you don't need a klipa on the milk. Well, now the question is, why is that? So Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, has some nice deep for his position from the Lashon of the Gemara, and the Brisa over there that's brought in Psachim. There are two Brisas that seem to, like they're almost identical, and in the second Brisa, we're matir. We say you need a klipa on the meat. It sounds like the milk's totally mutter. So he has support from the Lashon of the Gemara for his position. But the question, of course, is what is the reason? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't actually tell you why the halacha is as he says, that you only need a klipa when you could have a klipa, but for a liquid where there, it's not shaycha klipa, it's automatically mutter. As I said, the Riva disagrees. The Riva quoted in Rush is machmir. The Rush's conclusion, Lamaisa, is somewhat unclear. The Rush quotes both views. The Maharai says that the Rush thinks that the Ikar is like the Rabbeinu Tam, Lahakel. Presumably he says that because the Rush brings all these rayos for this lenient opinion, and then he sort of cites the Riva at the end as an afterthought. The Marshal thinks that you could have said it's like a Baitel of Shita. Okay, quotes two views, he's not Machria. Tor also quotes two views over there in Sadi Aleph. The Marshal thinks the opposite, that the Iker Pshat Psak in the Marsh in the Ramah is Lahachmir, like the Riva. The Iker Pshat in the Rush, the Marshal says, is Lahachmir, like the Riva. And he says that, among other things, to be Miyashev another Rush, which he thinks would be a Stira. So it's not clear, or it's debated, I should say, how what the Rush comes out Lamaisa. But whatever it is, there is the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you don't need Kalipa B'diavad. And the question is, why is that? So, there are three possibilities, I think, that at least I could think of. The first possibility is that klipa, at least in this case, maybe elsewhere as well, we'll have to talk about that, but klipa, at least in this case, is just a chumra. And they were only machmir where it's shayach, to be machmir, in other words, to take off the klipa, throw that out, and preserve the rest of the food. Whereas in liquids where there isn't shayach, and were we to be machmir on a klipa that could lead to a situation where the whole thing is aser b'diavad. So then they weren't machmir. Maybe I don't know if this is a raya or not, but a sniff for that could be in the lashon of the Gemara. Remember the Brises over there said that cham letoch tzonein mediach. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? Ad maker lebala porta? The Gemara said, oh yeah, taka. It doesn't mean mediach, it means kolef. So why did the Brises keep on saying mediach if it means kolef? In other words, so if you see kolef is just a chumrah, maybe that's why the Brisa used this lashon, which is imprecise. Because really that's the Ikar HaDin. Anyway, that's possibility A. Possibility B is that the tam that's balua and the klipa is so little that it will always be bato. What does that mean? That presumably what this means, we'll develop this shortly, but is that how much really, let's say, goes into the klipa of meat, right? So we say the hot meat falls into the cold milk. So you have to take off a klipa of the meat. Now, let's imagine a klipa is a, I don't know, 2 millimeters. Does that really mean that 2 millimeters has become aser, and the entire 2 millimeters became aser? Or no, maybe it means that really less than that. But you can't really cut off anything less than 2 millimeters. When we talk about the various things you could do, so when two cold things touch, generally speaking, we say you need hadacha, wash it off. Okay, that doesn't work here because there's some absorption. Sometimes we say grera. Talk about when we say greira, not a little later, but maybe greira also doesn't help. Greira is also when there's no penetration at all, it's just that there's more adhesion to the surface. Hadacha is ineffective in that case. You need to do something a little stronger, but it still doesn't really work when there's absorption. So the next thing is klipa. Klipa is to take off as little as you can. We'll have to talk about what that means practically, and we'll get back to that question, but a klipa is perhaps even less than a klipa. You just can't take off less than a klipa in a practical way. And that being the case, so when it comes to liquids, there is a klipa that became aser, but you'll always assume that there's bittel. So there's always going to be shishim. Kimlu l'chazal, that in terms of the amount of blios, of cham and tetzone, now to make our lay balaporta, in terms of solids, the best you could do is klipa. In terms of liquids, it's always going to be mutter because there's shishim. A nafkamina between those two pshatim would be, let's say, nesarasha l'chora. Let's say you had a hot piece of bread fall into your cold milk on Pesach. So if you think that klipa is only a chumra, so then maybe the milk would be mutter, because we think that klipa is a chumra. First pshat, they only were misakin at l'chatchila, never b'diavet, mutter. If you think, like the second pshat, so it's true there's always bitul b'shishim connected to klipa, but here, chametz is in the sabashu, so it'd be aser. Now l'choira, within Rabbeinu Tam himself, the first pshat is untenable. Why? Because we know that Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's actually mevasha l'chde klipa. And l'chora, that means that this is Mikra Adin, right? If there's bishul b'chdei klipa, there's certainly blios b'chdei klipa. We can't just say, this is only a chumra. So, of the two possibilities that we've raised so far, we'll raise the third one in a second, l'chora, the second, at least within the view of Rabbeinu Tam, seems to be the correct one, and that would also be the way we paskin, we're choshish for bishul b'chdei klipa. Third possibility, then I'll just take your question, this might be emerged from the Ran, and maybe Tosis and Psachim. Again, they're talking about a different point. We mentioned this in the last Chabura, that we don't say Tasa Gavar, Ila Gavar with respects to liquids, because everything sort of gets mixed in equally. Well, maybe, if you take that one step further, it's the whole Svara of Ademekale balaporta is not shayach in something liquid. It's only shayach in something solid. Something solid, you have like a stationary klipa, and we say, well, as that cools down, right, this thing is very hot, you have the hot piece of meat going into the cold milk, so the milk, kasta sagavar, the milk overpowers the meat somehow or another. As we explained last time, the different theories, but somehow or another it overpowers it, causes it to cool down, but in the process of cooling it down, since heat doesn't transfer perfectly in solids, so to make a labala porta, but when it comes to liquids, where everything, heat does transfer, certainly much more efficiently and effectively than solid. So basically, the whole concept of admikra lebala porta isn't shaykh for a liquid. And if that's the case, so that would explain why it's always going to be mutter, at least with respect to any time a solid into liquid, the liquid will always be mutter. We don't have to worry about shishim kineged the klipa. And that would be all fine and dandy until we get to this funny Ramah. No. Okay, good. So we have three possibilities, and maybe within Rabbeinu Tam, two possibilities. Okay. So all this is great. How do we paskin?
I really think that as far as that Kelsey theory is much more, or at least just as also like in Marshall, that since the liquid's all moving, it's getting more usher. There are more parts of it that are coming into contact with the meat than just the meat by itself. Like the meat is...
Right, but the point is that the milk remains constantly cold. That's the svara, if you hold it that. In other words, right, it's never going to succeed, because tasa gavar will never succeed in heating the milk. And therefore, the milk is always halachically tzonin, maybe even if it gets above yad zoledis bo, because that might be the whole chiddush of tasa gavar, that's still tasa gavar regardless of its temperature. So, effectively, the meat has no ability, even ademekar lei, to heat up a klipa's worth of milk, because the entire milk therefore has the halachic status of tzonin, as opposed to, let's say, it was a solid onto a solid, or a liquid onto a solid. So then the bottom one would in fact be heated up a klipa's worth and would be nizbashel a klipa's worth, right? Suppose if you thought this was true. So, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, if the top thing was cooked already, right, and the bottom thing is liquid, you wouldn't have to worry, right? Could you put a hot piece of meat into cold liquid? Solid liquid, you can't, because there would be bishul kedei klipa.
That's solid liquid.
Right. I never get that solid inside. You know, every time I talk about this, people think I'm talking about salad. Anyway, but yes, a solid liquid. So when you had, right, so l'chora, in that case, if you hold of this final reason is correct, so there would be no bishul in the bottom thing, and in the top thing, you don't have to worry about bishul. It's already cooked and it's hot and the like. Unless you said no. Actually, that's not true, because we'd say some of the liquid, which is not cooked, would be nivla into the solid and would cook within the solid. So that would be a problem. So yeah, that what the nafkamina said isn't a good nafkamina. Because l'char there is in the solid, which of course raises a problem, an additional problem we're going to get to when we talk about the Ramah, which is why we're not worried about Hanan here in the outer klipa of the solid, right? But what we'll get there. We didn't even say the Ramah yet. Yeah.
Isn't there a saying by solid on solid that there's like, as far as the top thing's hot, you know, that since it's hot solid off are, so certainly, like it's Kabbalah Chomer, certainly the top thing's not going to impact.
So we know that you need a klipa. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's read it. I'll read Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Basar v'chalav roschin shenisarvu yachad. V'afilu basar tzonein l'tol chalav roseach. Chalav tzonein l'tol chalav roseach. Hakol asar. Mishun de tasagavar. Great. hot milk that was poured onto cold meat. Al baser roseach shenafel l'tochal of tzonein, or hot meat that fell into cold milk. So what's the halacha? Kolef habasar v'shar habasar mutter. So you take a klipa off the meat. Doesn't matter what's on top or on bottom, right? In other words, your chiluk is wrong, right? Well, I'm going to skip the Raman for a second. V'chalav mutter kulo. The chalav is entirely mutter. Good. So, who does he pass on like? Rabbeinu Tam Riva? Rabbeinu Tam. Mechaber pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Ma pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. Certainly over here. Though the Shach and the Taz both point out that there are others who are choshish for the Riva, among them the Marai and the Marshal. The Taz himself concludes Lamaisa, the bottom line, to be Machmir. That Hachi Nog Kiriva Lahatzrich Shishim V'Kein Halach Lamaisa, but at least the Mechaber and the Rama are Mekel. Good. So all that sugya is pretty straightforward until you get to this very perplexing comment of the Rama. What is the perplexing comment of the Rama? Uvimakom Shabasar Tzach Klipa Imlo Kalfuhu Uvish Lukach Mutter B'diavet. So in the event that the baser needs a klipa, so let's give an example. Got a hot piece of meat, falls into cold milk, so we said that the baser needs a klipa. Well, let's say you didn't take the klipa off. So I'm going to first read the simple reading of the Rama without any ukimtas. We might be forced to make ukimtas because the simple reading might make no sense. But let's start first without any ukimtas. Sounds like let's take the example. So again, hot. I'm going ahead and I want to put meat in my cholent, right? So, everybody knows that if you want your meat to stay whole in your cholent, you should sear it first. So you go ahead, this is for you, right? You go ahead, you sear your meat, which means you put it in a frying pan for just a couple minutes so the outer edges are nice and hard. And then you're going to pick up your piece of meat with your tongs, transfer it to your bowl of your cholent, which is... Father. Gourmet, that's the point. You want your meat to be good when you serve it in the chalent, and not just turn it. So it's chisaron in terms of the chalent, but a mile in terms of the meat. Depends what you're looking for. Kiyadua. So some people don't want to waste a good piece of meat in chalent and just turn it into chalent meat. They want a good piece of meat also. All right. So, but on your way over, like the fellow who's making schnitzel for Hoodie on Friday, it drops into your bowl of milk. That's his. It was his milk sink, but okay. This time in the bowl of milk that's in between your frying pan and your chalent pot. Oh my gosh. Okay. So drops it. So what does he do? He quickly takes it out and he washes it off. Okay. And he puts it in a chalent. Why? He knows. Tasa gavri. He's learned Maseches Pesachim. At least he thought he learned Maseches Pesachim. Then he's talking about this whole very fascinating incident to his chevra while they're eating their chalent the next day. And he says, you know, the funniest thing happened to me when I was transferring the meat into the chalent. And they say, whoa, 1 second. You needed to take off a klipa first. All right, can we eat the meat? Right? So forget the chalent. The chalent, let's say, go on. We'll have to talk about even that. But okay, chalent. But what about the meat? Could you even eat the meat? That's a good kasha, right? L'chori shouldn't be able to eat the meat. An outer klipa of this meat is aser. Says the Ramah, nah. It's mutter. Right? Makom shabasa tzach klipa im lo kafuhu. In this case, the basa needed a klipa. Lo kafuhu. Uvishul kach. Put it into the chalent. For vishul. Mutter. B'diaved. Wow. So, l'chora, at the very least, I should have to take off a klipa now, right? And l'chora, maybe here, you should need shishim keneged the klipa, because maybe there was chanan on the klipa. Okay, maybe not. What to talk about? But why in the world would this be? Seems very, very perplexing. So, this halacha is so perplexing that the shach is not true. what's the Rama talking about? Rama is talking about a case where the outer klipa of this meat melted in the chalet. Well, the outer klipa of the meat melted in the chalet, so the klipa is gone. So then, what's going on? So it's mutter. In other words, just like we say, this is what the shach means, I think, that just like we say, the shach seems to assume that the pshat in the kul of Rabbeinu Tam is that there's always shishim keneged the klipa, right? The second pshat we said. If you hold of the third pshat we said, this wouldn't make any sense at all. But according to the second pshat we said, so the pshat is that there's always shishim keneged the klipa, and therefore the klipa as it melted is going to be batel into the chalent, because there's always shishim keneged the klipa. Right? That's the pshat psak in the Rama. Now, it's still difficult, because even if you say there's shishim keneged what was absorbed into the klipa, but l'chora, there was chanan of the klipa, right? So you have to say either that even the shach agrees this is a chomer, but it doesn't sound like he's saying this. It's like he's saying this is mikra adin. The pshat is that again, it only goes in so little that there's always shishim keneged, not just it, but also what was chananified by it. Right? Which is, I guess, a chiddush 60 times the size of the original chiddush. Right? Either that, or you'll have to say that the shach really agrees that this is just a chumrah, the first pshat. But he doesn't, you don't get that impression, because if that's true, maybe you don't have to come onto this giant ukimta. But maybe you still have to come onto the ukimta, because without the ukimta, you'd still say, okay, if we hold of this chumrah, naniach, it's just a chumrah, but we hold of it originally, right? If the guy asked the shayla before he put the meat into the chalent, we'd say, shave off a klipa. So why are we going to be makel now that he already cooked the chalent? So it must be that you can't shake off a klipa, because the klipa's already been removed. It's melted off. It's dissolved, whatever it is.
So,
I think so. Now, it's important, just even actually before, just to clarify one point. One thing that you do see from the Shach and the Taz in their presentation of this Rama is they don't think that this klipa, the klipa of our sugya, is different than other klipos. We'll see in a moment, the Magen Avraham will be mechalik. But the Shach and the Taz start asking from on this psak, from this case of klipa to all the other places where we have klipa, like klipa by melicha and klipa here and klipa there, and they assume that a klipa is always the same, right? A klipa is a klipa. It's not like this klipa is a special klipa, right? And therefore, if we usually think this is what troubles the shachalot, that elsewhere, and it does elsewhere, we don't assume a klipa is batel automatically. Here we do. But anyway, yes, who were you going to say?
So, and he's saying the cases, the cases where the klipa melted into the chalent. So the shadow's on the chalent, and not on the basar?
The basar's mutter, because actually the klipa has been removed. Why is it chalent mutter? Because klipa's automatically batel. Now the question is, why is klipa automatically batel? So if you said klipa, you know, originally when we said the possibility, we called this possibility two, that klipa's automatically batel, that could mean the very simple. That just means that the amount of a klipa is so little that it could only aser up to a klipa, right? But it does aser a klipa, and of the solid, right? And in terms of the liquid, it's such a tiny amount that it's automatically bato, right? But again, here you have the problem of you should still need shishim keneged the klipa al tchanan, right? Even though the amount of milk here would surely be batel in the chalent, without a doubt. But l'chora, you know, how much milk, you know, got into the meat, you know, whatever it is, a certain amount, times 60, and that too is automatically vato. Yeah.
My question just is, once the shaft presents it like that, do you need to say that the klipa melted, or is it the same chiddush on the klipa coming in contact with the challah? Once you're downing up the challah.
No, you do need to say the klipa melted, because if the klipa didn't melt, the shach assumes you'd have to be kolef the basar now.
But what about the challah? But we're not downing on the basar, we're downing on the challah, no?
We're donning on both. Unless you are. So another possibility is this doesn't seem, the Shach doesn't say this. But you could have said, you're saying maybe even the Shach is saying this, though. I don't think so. I mean, that's why he comes onto the fact that it melted, which is that.
He's only coming onto the fact that it melted just to save the meat. In terms of. We're not talking about
Basar, because.
If you think. The chum, there's no difference between.
L'chora, correct. I think so. Yes. So here we're talking about Basar B'chalav, happens to be.
Right.
So maybe, but we don't pass it like that Chanan. That Rabbeinu Yerucham, I think.
Okay. Also, do you even have to really use a Sara? I mean, here, let's say a klipa that is very concentrated. So if that's the case, it's not shaded with all these.
All right, but that klipa.
So it could be that it's not so much. Let's say
how much is a klipa?
Whatever size it is.
Okay, so just give me an answer.
Okay, a millimeter.
Good, a millimeter. Yeah. And this steak, a millimeter of the steak has a volume of 6 tablespoons. So if you don't have 60 times the 6 tablespoons, it should be aser. Because even if you have 60 times the chalav that went into the klipa, but that chalav that went into the klipa asered through Hanan the entire klipa, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe it's very concentrated. So maybe it's only a 1 to 2 ratio.
I don't understand. 1 to 2 ratio, that's fine.
Or one, I mean 1 to 1 ratio. It's equal. It's so concentrated there's equal amounts of chalav and basar, and that's what aser. So it's no more than really than 2 times amount of.
Okay, maybe. I don't know how you know that, but you're saying it's, if you're going to say your pshat, go all the way. Don't say 2 times the amount. Say that amount. But it's but that's like a very big ukimta. It's hard to know how you'd know that, especially because just to explain the. If you're going to assume the pshat, that there's always shishim kenegdo, the easy way to say that is to say that only a tiny, 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 tiny amount goes in. Right? It's not the opposite of what you're saying. You're saying that the entire klip was totally 100% saturated with chalav. Right?
Yeah, that very...
Yeah, the klipa, whatever it is, 1 millimeter.
Okay.
So then I should always need shishim kenegdo, the 1 millimeter. See... If you're going to take this pshat two, the easy way to say pshat two is no. It's not actually that there's 1 millimeter worth of chalav absorbed in this meat. It's really much less, right? Really much less. It's a kimat amashu. It's just that the minimum you could take off is 1 millimeter, right?
Okay.
And that's why it's always going to be mutter. Because when it goes in terms of the liquid will always be mutter, because it's really a mashu. There's only a mashu of transference when ademeker le balaporta. That's the easy way to say this pshat. What you're saying is the opposite. There's not a mashu of transference. There's a whole millimeter worth of transference. Well, then Rabbeinu Tam's wrong. You should say like the Riva.
No.
You need shishim connected the klipa. Whatever your klipa is. You should need shishim.
So I thought Rabbi was talking about there's the practical klipa and there's the conceptual klipa. So maybe the practical klipa you can't scrape off any.
So that is one way you could say it, which is that this is such a tiny amount that don't say a millimeter. Say how much is actually usher? 0.01 of a millimeter.
Okay.
And you're right. You need, not only do you have shishim keneg at the 0.01 of the millimeter, but also you have shishim times the 60 times that. That's what you'd have to say. And therefore, you're right. There's Hanan on 60 times 0.01 millimeter, right?
No, I'm saying...
But there's also Shishim, since there's Shishim Kenegdo, it would be Mutter. That's, if you're going to say your Pshat, say it that way.
No, I'm saying it might not even have to. Can you even just say, if it just got into 0.1,
Point one, you'll need cheese times the point one.
No, I'm saying maybe at that really thin layer, it's fully saturated.
Yes, right? I understand. So then, but you need cheese connected to point one. Say the Riva, according to you, the Riva is right. We're all clearing in Rabbeinu Tam. You're tenth. Rama is a cooler within Rabbeinu Tam. Even not only are we going to be making in a liquid, but even in a solid, right? What you're saying is that within that small amount, it's fully saturated. So you'll need chishim kinegad that small amount.
Right.
So that's what you're saying. For your pshat to work, you have to say that yes, you do need chishim kinegad that small amount, but it's such a small amount, you'll always have shishim.
Right, I'm just saying it's not shishim times shishim.
It is.
Not the call. It's shishim, let's say, it could be shishim times two. Shishim of the call.
All right, once you're saying your pshat, you may as well say this. It's a lot better.
I'm saying this way, you could be more made, though.
No.
Because you don't need shishim times shishim.
No, because you still do need. But anyway, I think the biggest problem with what you're saying is we never find anything like that. That you could assume it's 100% saturated.
But you have to assume that. That's what the definition of klipa is. It didn't diffuse through the whole thing. It's highly concentrated.
It's highly concentrated, meaning to say, but it still could be 1% or 2% or 3% in this small amount. It can't go any further out of Maker Le Balaporta. It's cold by the time. Can't get more than get klipas in, but in the klipa, it's still 3% iser.
Just quickly, the Shaf does say that, let's say the klipa doesn't disintegrate, but da'in makiro be'inyan the shayach be'klipa tzarech sam.
Right.
So why do you need something like this? We always assume that it's...
Excellent question, right? In other words, right? What's Ravi saying? So I understand he's saying, okay, you need to take off the klipa, right? But why would you need shishim kenegdo? You never need shishim kenegdo in this case. L'chor, it has to be al-tchana. No? Is there any other reason why you'd say that? Yeah, the klipa's been chananified. Why not? Bas b'chalav.
I don't understand, but you don't need shishim in the first place.
If it melted, you'll always have shishim. If it's be'en, so you have to be misyachis to it as existing. And therefore you need shishim kenegdo. Unless you say that even the shach himself holds that this is just a chumrah, that doesn't really make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know if I should go that far. But basically, none of this is mikaradin. So it might be that that's what you're forced to say in the shach, just because the alternative seems very, very difficult to imagine. The problem is, the shach doesn't seem to say that. Right? We'll see, we'll get to the Taz in just a moment, who does say that. Shach doesn't seem to say that. But maybe, because of this question from Hanan, you're forced to say that. That even the shach really thinks this is just a chumrah, it's not mikradin. And therefore, when it's melted away, so it's mutter, there's automatically bittul. When it's here, you can't ignore it. So that means two things. Number one is you have to peel off a klipa. Number two is you'll need shishim kenegad that klipa because once we're being misyaches to the klipa of the meat, we have to also be misyaches to the klipa of the chalant, right? Otherwise it would be like a tarti de sasri.
You mean the klipa of the chalant?
In my example, the shach says like this, right? Remember the case?
Yeah.
Your friend, but instead of schnitzel, it was meat. Good. So now, so if the meat does not dissolve, or the klipa of the meat doesn't dissolve, right? So you have to take off a klipa of the meat, according to the shach, right? Now, in that case, you also have to take off a klipa, you also need shishim kenegad that klipa. Why? Because you can't pretend that the klipa isn't here, because we're forcing you to take off the klipa. So mamele, you'll need shishim kenegad the klipa. Mashein kein, if it dissolved, so then we're saying, it was batel, we don't really have to be misyachis to it. Now, one way to explain that would be to say that it's because that this is really a chumrah. And therefore, when it's gone, so I say, you know, we could, it's a chumrah. But once it's here, and I have to apply the chumrah, i.e., remove the klipa of the meat, then I also have to apply the chumrah with respect to the chalent, and I need shishim keneged that klipa. Right? The line that Rabbi is referring to is like this. It's in Shach Sifkat Nchas over there. I would say three quarters of the way through. So it says, "Vashtanicha hadikas of stamo to b'diavad ibe makiro have lelefarish deklipa miabayi." Right? Obviously, if you recognize the meat and it's still here, of course you'd have to take off a klipa. Kemosh kasav b'seminayim beis. He brings a raya from Tadichas. Okay. So, but the shach is not entirely clear. As we've said, if you take a look, that's one of the kashas that if you look at the base mayor, some of you will have it at the bottom of the page, and mine it's in the back. He's very much bothered by this very question in the shach, which is that the shach is not misyaches to the chanan aspect, right? Chavos Das also is bothered by this sifkat mches. He gives a very interesting answer about the chanan. I don't know if I understood what he said, but anyway, take a look there. Now, the Pashup shot is that the Taz disagrees with the Shach. And the Taz holds more along the lines of the first pshat we said to explain Rabbeinu Tam, which is that Klipa is just a Chumrah. Right? Again, the Shach, the Pashup shot is he's trying to argue, though again, we have to figure out exactly how he deals with the Hanan issue. The Pashup shot is the Shach understands that the basis of Rabbeinu Tam's Heter is you need Bittul, but there's always Bittul. Always going to be Shishim. Whereas the Taz basically seems to say that the Tam of Rabbeinu Tam is only a Chumrah. He quotes the Isser V'Heter as saying this. Now, it's, the way the Taz quotes the Isser V'Heter is not exactly the Lashon of the Isser V'Heter. The Zal and the Ad Kan Lashon are notwithstanding. maybe at a different Girsa. This is what the Isser V'Heter says in the Taz. D'chol makom shetu chachamim klipa uveshluhu kach. Again, note the kol makom. The Taz also seems to assume that this is a regular halacha of klipa. Below, so vishlu kach below klipa. Afilu ein shishim keneged haklipa mutter. Afilu lechatchila. So the thing that you cooked it in is mutter lechatchila without a klipa. To etzrichu chachamim klipa elam itzar chumra lechatchila. Oh, klipa is only a chumra lechatchila. Now, the Isser V'Heter's Lashon, a little different, is like this. V'chol, v'chein b'chol makom sh'tzricha min klipa, v'shlu kach b'olti klipa, afilu k'shekachaticha klisha, she'en b'shishim neged klipasa, kas rabbeinu tam, v'chein hishin maram, she'en i'ef sh'arlo liklo, flo nasar b'hachi, afilu l'chatchila, v'chol she'ken in mizbash el kvar, she'en tzach shishim negda, David Diaved, Vikfar Nispashe Tatam Bekula. In other words, why is it mutter? Because I would have read that line as saying, Kfar Nispashe Tatam Bekula, meaning say there's always going to be Bittul B'Shishim. The Taz is saying, what does that mean? Because it's a Chumra L'Chatchila. Now, I understand where the Taz is coming from. First of all, even a Lashon Rabbeinu Tam sort of sounds like it's a chumra this idea that it's a chumra lechatchila. Rabbeinu Tam's formulation is quoted in a couple of places is v'davar shelo shayach klipa t'mutter. You can take a klipa, if not, mutter. And sort of a chumra type of lashon. And the point is that the Taz is saying, like, why should this be? That b'di'evet it's always mutter. Must be that this is only a chumrah. Another possible reading of the Ramah would be to just say that though the Rama seems to be mattering the piece of meat, he's not talking about the piece of meat. He's saying the cholent's mutter. Again, you still have to do a chanan in that case. And what about the meat? Either you would taka still to take off a clip of the meat, or maybe it's batel. Let's say in the cholent case, there's a bunch of other pieces of meat in the cholent. So who's together? So we're going to consult eyes. So there's a bunch of other pieces of meat in the cholent. So it would be batel because of yavish biyavish or something like that. That's another approach that some achronim take. The Magen Avraham, and this is quoted also by Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, the Magen Avraham is Taf Samach Zayin Lamed Gimel, said there's a difference between the klipa of Tasa Gavar and other cases of klipa, like let's say by Malicha, we'll see in a couple of days, hopefully, that Malicha Aser is a klipa. So in that case, we would say it's Aser B'diavad. If you didn't have a klipa, it would absolutely be Aser B'diavad, right? But it's only this klipa, Ademekele Balaporta, that is a chumra be'alma. Now, the question that we noted about that is, one second, don't we say that Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's bishul of klipa? So how could you say it's only a chumra lechatchila? So that's taka kasha. So the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das Kuf Hei, Sif Katan Hei says, we're Al Karchach talking about over here, Nifsa Kakiluach. In Nifsa Kakiluach, there's no Bishul, as we've said, and in that case, the Kliva is a Chumrah. Now, it's a bit of an Ukimta, because when you look inside Aleph, it sounds like both cases this is true, namely, both Chalav and Tabasar. And basar into challah. Let's say basar into challah, challah into basar. So it sounds like when you read Sadi Aleph, even if you're pouring hot milk from a pot onto this whole piece of meat, so we say ademegale balaporta, and that din on the milk is only a chomer lechatchila, and therefore the milk is bato and mutter, even if there's not shishim. Because now in that case there's certain it's lo nifsak akiluach, and there's bishul gamor for a klipa, and if so how could you just say, oh well, hacham b'mayaskin, and we're talking about nifsak akiluach? So the Prima Gadim's ukimta of nifsak akiluach does seem a bit dochak. The Prima Gadim tries to bring a raya from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch to his theory that we're talking about nifsak akiluach. Just 1 second. But one piece of evidence that supports the Prima Gadim is not in the first Prima Gadim I cited, but the second one, Mishpat Ozav, Simen Kof Hei Sifkat and Vav, says otherwise is a stira in the Rama if you're not Mechalek, like I said. Why? I remember back in the Achbar case. So in the Achbar case, he said the whole thing becomes Aser B'diavad if you have to be concerned of Eroi onto the mouse, right? What's the case again? Cold mouse, hot shumen being poured onto the mouse. So the Rama said that you aser the whole thing, right? Now 1 second, that's only a klipa, and therefore if it's only a klipa, it should be batel, because the Rama passes like Rabbeinu Tam that you never need klipa b'diavad. So the Prima Gana says, oh, you see I'm right, that over there in Simen Kuf Dalet it's talking about Iroi Shalonef Sekakiluach. And the only time we say this halacha, that klipa is only a chumra, is when nifsak akiluach. And that's where the Magen Avraham is right, that usually klipa is mikaradin. But klipa, the klipa of iruoi kli rishon, she nifsak akiluach, that's only a chumra. And therefore, in that case, we assume that there's always, that it's mutter, b'diavad. It's only a chomer lechatchila where you could take off a klipa, but where you can't take off a klipa, like in the liquid, it's moter b'diavad. That's the Prima Gadim's mahalich. It is important to note that Shach and the Taz both don't quote this Magen Avraham or this Chiluk. They don't seem to be assuming, like the Magen Avraham, that there's a difference between this klipa and all the other klipas. Now one final pshat, which I think is the most glot mahalich in this whole simen, this whole sif, whatever, this whole halacha, is the Chazon Ish. I sent it to you in the Simen Samach Tes. And the Chazon Ish basically tries to address all these questions by saying, along the lines of what I was saying before, and maybe along the lines of what you were saying, Ellie, which is that really a klipa, ad-megerle balaporta, not necessarily all klipas, but at least this klipa, ad-megerle balaporta, porta is next to nothing. It's kimat amashehu, right? And the only reason why we're machmir for klipas, because we can't really take off anything less. But it's really a tiny, tiny amount, which is why there's always going to be bittul b'shishim. So again, it's still a little shver in the Ramah, because what about Hanan? Unless you say, yeah, not only is there shishim, can I get the shishim? Or you say your pshat, or the like. I think that's the easiest thing to say. Maybe you could say for the Ramah, if you don't want to say there's shishim, can I get shishim, you could say that since it's such a tiny amount, we don't say efer l'sochto in case. Meaning to say, the tiny amount that got absorbed is released. And therefore, the piece that was once aser now becomes mutter. The only time we have the rule, the general rule, that once something is absorbed, we don't assume that it leaves, that right, and therefore, efshel sochto is aser, either real efshel sochto aser or the Rashba's version of efshel sochto aser, meaning to say, right, once a chaticha becomes a surah, even without Hanan or Eshel Sochto Aser, the Gemara, it remains Aser Liol Avad, is when a substantial amount has been absorbed. But if only this fraction of a, an infinitesimally small amount got absorbed, so maybe it leaves. That Chumr wasn't stated in that case. And therefore, you could read the Ramah Kapshuto, that the, you don't have to say, right, the Ramah, the Shach hasn't, Ish really doesn't like the Shach about the outer Klipa becoming dissolved, very big ukimta. The Ramah didn't say that. So then why would it be mutter, the diavad? The answer is, according to the Chazon Ish, that such a small amount, when it goes in, we could assume also leaves. And therefore, the piece that was once aser, so if you haven't yet cooked it, take off the klipa. If you cooked it already, assume that the klipa left and it was batal.
What does the Chazon Ish do with the
I don't remember, but maybe we'll say like the prima garden that's nifsak. I don't remember. That's what you'd say. In other words, even better than that. You don't need to say that. Chazon Ish would say like this: that since it happens again and 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 again, it could become aser. Now, there's on a one-time interaction, it's just a tiny infinitesimal amount, but a million times a tiny infinitesimal amount is a lot.
Right, we're constantly adding more.
No, so this is a one-time. Simen Tzadi Aleph, no. It hits it a first time. I pour my hot shuman onto the achbar, let's say,
ten
a million times.
10 ounces at a time.
No.
Because he's constantly adding
a more. Quarter ounce at a time a million times. So that could add up, at least using Hanan, to more than Shishim. And therefore the whole thing is Aser.
How? The first time it wasn't Shishim.
No, there was a tiny amount that became Aser, times Shishim, right? A tiny amount of mouse went into the Shuman, okay? Very small amount, 0.01 ounces, times 60, because there's Hanan that time. So that's 0.6, okay? And that happened 1,000 times. So 1,000 times 0.6 is 6.
You use a ton of ounces of...
Yeah, it takes a while, but that's what we're choshish.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose. That's how you could get out of it.
The
yeah.
The other problem is klipa by klipa. I told him that Svita Tzadik says it's not, and that's his only kasha. Meaning the Ramah
yeah,
usually says you need kinetic shishim for klipa by klipa. That should be true, according to what the Chazon Ish is saying.
Well, unless you say that klipa kalim are worse. I don't know. Maybe the Chazon Ish would only accept the Magen Avraham and limit this to Tesagav. You have to check that. Okay. Good. So for now, we'll leave that here. as I said, I think the Chazon Ish is the easiest mahalach in this. Okay. Let's. Yes.
Wouldn't it be fair though, according to the Chazon Ish, it's not going to be totally in the direction of the Chilon, it'd rather be totally in the heat itself? Because it's, I guess, double?
No, it'll go well. If it goes any further in, it'll be batel b'shishim, and it
even
goes
that,
out.
Even that piece of
paper. Ah, for sure. It's a tiny amount. Okay. So manav shach, it's going to be okay. Fine. Very quickly, I don't want to not want to go into it because it's so late. There's a discussion here between in the shach whether we apply tasa gavar by kalim, which Rabbi alluded to. This is a Sif Katan Gimel, a Sif Gimel in the Raman Simon Kofei, in the Shach Sif Katan Yud. So the Rama says, even by Kalim we say Tasa Gavar. And the Marshal says, no, Kalim we don't say Tasa Gavar. And if, let's say, hot food fell onto a cold Kli, so the Kli could asser the food, right? Now, the Marshal bases his position off of another chiluk that we find for a kalim, which is that we know kalim are more likely to be maflit than ochal. How do we know that? Because we say that even though generally in balu yotzei b'lo rotev, so l'chora that should mean that if you put, I don't know, a hot potato onto, or a hot piece of steak onto a treif kli, assuming the kli is clean, the steak should be mutter. There's no rotev. So, ein b'lo yotzei b'lo rotev. But for kalim, we say it's natural. We'll talk about why the next time, maybe. But that's what we say. So, kalim are noach lefloat. So, maybe also, we won't apply the leniency of tasagvar. And therefore, you know, Marshal, we know, is very machmir on these topics in general. First of all, even if it's the din of a klisheni, he's chosheish and klisheni, and if it's a solid, it even retains the status of kli rishon, and therefore lemaisa, bottom line, is it will aser the whole steak. That's the psak of the Marshal. So the Shach says, l'chayra, if you look at the Gemara and the Rishonim, it's very clearly not this way, right? The Gemara brings a raya for Rav, that he la gavar, from the Mishnah over there, of nataf me rotu al acheres, v'chazer elav yitol smekomo. Right, the havamin over there was the cheres was tzonin, and what happened was it landed on the cheres. The hot rotev landed on the cheres. He lagavar, so it heated up the cheres. It cooked the cheres, then cooked it, and then it falls back in and asked the carbon pesach. And it approves from there to tasa gavar, lagavar for food. If you hold kalim are different, what kind of rye is that? And also the gemar chulin kofiyad aleph on the base. This is not from the gemar, but from the rishonim. Rishonim, I'll ask, by Tasagavar, why do you have to worry, right? Again, the case there is, let's say, a hot piece of fish on a fleshed plate. So it says you're allowed to then eat the fish with kutach, right? So they say, well, pashat, Tasagavar, why is the fish aser at all? They say, no, klipa became aser, right? That's what the Tosfos and the Rush and other Rishonim say. According to Marshal, it's not just klipa became aser, the whole thing became aser, not aser, fleshik, the whole thing became fleshik. So you see, the Rishonim don't learn like the Marshal, you see that the Gemara didn't learn like the Marshal. What about the Raya of the Marshal? No, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Even though it's maflit without rotev, it only goes in a klipa, right? One thing really has nothing to do with the other. And that actually gets to the question of why is it maflit that rotev? That's a unique halacha. Either because the way the Shardura says it is because since it has no blios of its own, so therefore it's maflit the blios it absorbed, whereas Ochel is busy being maflit its own blios, doesn't have a chance to be, you know, there's just a millisecond I'd make it like bala, so it doesn't have a chance to be polate the blios it's absorbed, it's so busy being polate its own blios, but a kli has it, no, none of its own blios. So it's polate what it absorbed, or the Rashba says a different reason. He says that like ochel is sticky, sort of holds on to its blios, kalim aren't sticky, that's why hagala works. Whatever the reason is, that's like a local halacha. has nothing to do with this, and therefore it's wrong. So halacha lemaisa, let's say what happens. Let's say again, you drop a hot potato right from the oven onto the onto your treif plate by accident, or fleishiks onto a milchika plate. So, assuming we're not choshish for the marshal, since we already said the shach really is teiched the marshal shtei yadayim, so therefore lechayra, you have to be worried about a klipa of the potato, and if it was shaykh for the kli, a klipa for the kli. Lechayra, that's the way we would paskin. Good. No, okay, good. Let's quickly do sif dalet. So sif dalet, at least the first half of sif dalet, is the halachos of tzli. Right. So what are the halachos for tzli? So the Gemara said in Chulin, Yerushin is bashal bagira nasha im yeshba beno sein tam harezu asura. The Gemara said that's only nisbashel, but nitzla bo kolei fo ochal achemi yegia legid. This is even assuming yesh begida beno sein tam. And then the Gemara says, but we know that if you roasted a gedi without taking out the chalav, the whole thing is aser. And the Gemara says, no, shani chalav de mifapeya. So what do we know from the Gemara? The Gemara seems to tell us that when something is mifapeya, then sli, it asers the whole thing. And if it's not mifapeya, so then kolif ochal ach magil gid. So that's seems to be the bottom line of the Gemara. So how much does Sli actually aser? That's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say. So this is a machlokas. We shown him? Right, that's part of it. So Tosus says, Sli asers a netila. How does he know netila? Where did he come up with netila? It's not from the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin didn't say anything about netila. It's really based off the Gemara Pesachim. Because Gemara Pesachim, as we quoted before, by the Natav Meirotvo, it says Notel is Makomo. So that is the source that Tzli asers a netila. So anytime you have Tzli, let's say you roasted, we'll start off by only talking about Kachosh for a moment. You roasted a piece of meat of Nevela next to and even touching a piece of Shchuta, assuming that they're Kachosh. You'd have to be Notel from the kosher piece, k'day netila, and then the rest is going to be mutter. Other Rishonim say, no, Taisus is wrong. Where did he ever come up with this idea of netila? The Ran, the Rashba, at least really Me'ikar Adin, say, no, Tzli is only Aser, a Kalipa. Doesn't say anywhere anything else. How do they deal with the Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim is really not relevant over there because that's Mefapeya. We'll talk about that's the basis for the Chumr, the Rashba, in a moment by Mifapeh. We'll get there in a second. But that's a gravy, right? Gravy is fatty, it's liquidy. But if you have two solids that touch each other, that are roasted together, only a klipa, like it says, kolif al-chalach magyelagit. It doesn't say anywhere that you need a netila, right? That's the view of the Rashba. And he says, one of his proofs is that if Tosos was right, that you need netila, you'd expect the Gemara to say somewhere that you need a netila. It doesn't say anywhere that you need a netila. Adarabba, the Ran, tries to prove that the Gemara by Natif Merotvo ala Cheres is not a raya for Tosos, it's a raya against Tosfos. Okay. And like we said, that's different because it's Mifapeya. So those are the two, I guess, shitos on the book, right? The third shita is the Rambam. And the Rambam is very fascinating and very perplexing. The Rambam is Perek Tesvav Halachos Machos Asuras Halacha Lamed Beis. So we'll read it together. He says two things. Gdi Tzala B'chelvo Asar Lachol Afilo Mikzei Ozno Shachelev Nivla Be'Varav. So this is the din of the Gemara. You roast your gedi whole, right? You shecht it and you roast it. You don't take out the chalav. You want to do like, you know, like in the cartoons, but you don't want to do it as a pig. You keep kosher, so you do it with a gedi. But now the whole thing becomes aser. Lefikach imaya kachosh, v'lo aya ba chalav klayos, v'lo chalav karev elamat ke'achad mishishim kolif ochal ad shemegil chaylev. Oh, what about if there's very little chaylev? The Rambam, this is like one of the two answers of Tosfos over there. Tosfos, the Gemara says over there, kachlish is okay. So what does kachlish mean? So kachlish could mean, one answer of Tosfos is that chaylev comes in two varieties, kachlish chaylev and non-kachlish chaylev. Non-kachlish chaylev is mefapeh bekulo. Kachlish chaylev just more or less stays where it is. The other answer of Tosfos is no. What does kachlish mean? It means like the animal is a shvach animal. Right, like your grandmother tells you, you're all skin and bones, right? You have no chaylev on you, you have no fat. So memela, you always have shishim kenegdo. So that's the way the Rambam understands it. And therefore, what would you do practically in this case? You, the rest of the meat's mutter, and when you get to the chaylev, so you throw it out. Now again, according to Tosfos, you throw it out, right? Because whatever chaylev spread throughout has been batel b'shishim, and we assume even distribution, not like the ra'ah, so therefore, the gedi is mutter. Okay? So that's the first part of the Rambam's chiddush. The second part, v'chein yarech shetzla'a begid anasha, sheba. So what happens? You forgot to take off the gid. Kolif ochel ad shumagia legid umashlicho. So as opposed to Tosfos or the other Rishonim that say, one second, you still need a kedei klipa, you needed a kedei netila, the Rambam says no, just go straight to the gid, right? Kolif v'ochel ad shumagia legid doesn't mean, yeah, it has nothing to do with klipa. You peel it off until you get to the gid, and that you could eat the whole piece of meat except for the gid, and then you throw out the gid. Likewise, v'chein behema shetzala shlema v'lo hisir lo chutin v'lo kromos asuros. So then kolif ochel v'kevan sheyagia ledaver aser. When you get to the gid or the kromos, so then chotcho umashlicho she'en begidim enosein tam kedei l'shar bohen. Says the Rambam, well, why don't I need shishon keneged these things like the chutin and the chromos? No, they're not nosing tam into the rest of the meat. So therefore, you don't need shisha.
Are we saying the Rambam doesn't hold the klipa just because he doesn't mention it?
Oh, so this is fascinating, right? Lamaisa, the Rambam. What? Yeah. Yeah, but.
I know that. The Mishnah, whatever, they all say this in the Rambam. I just wonder why.
Because I think if the Rambam held that you needed a klipa, you would need to. Kolif, and I'd even say better, umashlicho implies you throw out the gid, but nothing else, right? That's what the word it's modifying. Kolif ochel achamia gyel gid, umashlicho. Once you reach the gid, you're mashlich the gid, not the gid v'klipa so.
Also, really, the last line, it sounds like he doesn't have to do anything.
Okay, that too. In other words,
any more, like, you have to do nothing to
it
than the Gemara does.
The Gemara doesn't say kolif mochel umashlicho. The Gemara says kolif mochel achmegil ged, which allows for the possibility of saying you have to throw out the ged plus the klipa surrounding the ged. Yeah, what was that? Well, I'll give you additional evidence. But I think that's the Pashut reading. I think it's Pashut reading Gemara also. I think the Adirabba, the other Rishonim are Chiddush there. Okay. Now. Now, what the Rambam didn't say, which is rather astounding, is what's the halach in the case that we started with, right? Again, you roast together, let's say, a kachush piece of nevela and a kachush piece of shchuta together next to each other, side by side, right? What's the halacha? Right? We saw everybody else said, well, you need a klipa according to the Ran, or a netila according to Tosfos. The Rambam did not tell you what the halacha is. He told you two extremes. When we're talking about chaylev, it's mefapeh b'chulo, you need shishim k'neged b'chaylev. And when we're talking about gidin or vridin, or what, I'm sorry, chutin or chromos, then you need nothing. So,
is it the second case you're concerned?
I didn't talk about gidin. Yeah, so you need shishim keneged the chaylev haklayos, and it's mutter because there's shishim keneged the chaylev haklayos. Because it's mefapeh bekulo. It's chaylev. My case is something kachosh.
I thought that's this case.
No, because kachosh, according to Rambam, just means shishim. As Kasmishan pointed out, it is mefapeh bekulo.
Right,
this animal had chaylev, not a lot of chaylev.
So can we say the same thing by the two pieces of the next to each other? It's kosher, so it is.
Okay, so that's a possible answer. I'm just
sorry.
What you're answering is the Rambam is denying what? No, it's a great reading of Rambam. Don't have to apologize, right? What just is that the Rambam basically disagrees with what all the other Rishonim assume. All the other Rishonim assume that Chelev is mifapeh bekulo. And the reason why they say that is very simple, because the Gemara says, Shani Chelev de Mefapeya. It sounds like Chelev has this property of being Mefapeya. And we'll say, okay, it's not limited to Chelev, anything that's very fatty. But what about when it's Kachosh? Meaning to say, it's a very lean piece of meat. Right? No Chelev here. You know, 100% meat. Zero fat. Still, it's mefapeya beku, right? That's the way you read the Rambam. That's a very excellent shot in the Rambam. We'll get there in a second. The difficulty in that Rambam reading is the Gemara, because the Gemara said shani chaylev de mefapeya. According to your reading, there's nothing special at all about chaylev. Actually, it's everything is mefapeya. The only things that are the exception to the rule are the things like gidin and chutin and chromos. Well, why are gidin, chutin, and chromos different? What are you going to answer to that? So you're going to say, well, the Rambam says it's because of ein gidim no sintam, but what about chromos and chutin? But I'd even add more. The Gemara there is going like the opinion that says yesh begidim no sintam, right? And still it doesn't answer the rest, right? So what you have to say is no. You're going to have to say that chaylev is mefapeya, and who adin anything that's no Saint Tom is mefapeya, because anything that's Tom that's mefapeya is mutter, assuming they're shishim, right? And then what about? And then there's a class of things that are not no Saint Tom, and for those you don't have to worry. You're kolif ad shemegia lahan umashlichan, and the shar is mutter. That's the way you're going to do Rambam. Which means that the Rambam is a humongous chumrah, right? What did we say before? Nikaret did not, the Rambam's chumrah that we think everything is shamein, right? So you have a big piece of lean meat roasted together, touching a big piece of nevela, also lean. So according to Taisvis, take off a netila. The rest is mutter. According to Rashba, take off a klipa, at least make a radin. Rest is mutter. According to Rambam, the whole thing is usher. Right? That's your claim.
Because
it's not shishim.
Because
everything is mefapeya, except, and therefore the only time it would be mutter is if they're shishim. So the Rambam will also be a kula. If the mutter piece of meat is 60 times the usher piece of meat, then the Rambam is a kula. You don't need a klipa, you don't need a netila, the entire mutter piece of meat remains mutter. But in the event that there isn't shishim, then the Rambam's a huge chumrah that you can't get away with a klipa or a netila, right? You have to actually take off the whole thing, right? It's sort of like the Rambam's chumrah that everything is shamein, but not as a chumrah, nikar adin, right? That comes up to the Shariduah, who also seems to hold like that. We'll get there. So that is one way to read the Rambam, right? The chani chelev de mefapeya means chelev, vod, and everything else. The alternative reading would be, though I think it's more difficult, I happen to like your reading of the Rambam, and this is the way the Yad Yehuda reads the Rambam, I think, more or less. If I understood it correctly, I looked quickly. What?
Does the Beis Yosef read it that way?
No, I'm not sure the Beis Yosef reads it that way. The alternative reading of the Rambam is no. Shani chelev mfapeyam means chelev is nosin tam bitzli, but not other things. And other things, basically, then are actually going to be mutter. Then the Rambam is saying a huge kula, right? If it's not mefapeya, if it's not something like chelev that's mefapeya, then it's going to be mutter. Right? Going back to the case of the roasted piece of meat, the hatter and the isser that are roasted next to each other. What would the halacha be according to the Rambam? Even if there's not shishim, it's mutter. The Rambam, after all, didn't say anything that you need a klipa, didn't say anything that's in a tila. Unless it's something like chelev that's mefapeya, the other piece is mutter, right? Then the Rambam is saying a huge kula. Now, the advantage of this pshat is that the Lashon Gemara is a little more meduyak, because it says shani chelev mefapeya. It sounds like regular things are not mefapeya. The disadvantage of this pshat is then the, and this is why I ultimately think it's probably not the correct pshat, is that why did the Rambam in the next part of the halacha have to come on to the fact that it's mutter by the Gidin or the Chutin or the Kromos? They're mutter because ein begidim nosin tam kedei l'sharban. It's true even if it's a regular old piece of nevela, right? You have to say that means that nothing is nosin tam but sli, except for chelev or something that's mifapeya.
Right, it could be the
Rambam
saying Shimon Magid is not good
Lesser. Could say that.
If it was a great name, there was a name, never it would be Chosh for Shimon.
Could say that. I mean, he also again mentions Chutin and Kromos. But the Pasha Pshat is that it's these three things alone that you don't have to worry about. And that's why I think the easier read of the Rambam is exactly what Shmuel is suggesting. Now, if that's true, Chavusa Kagufo. Even if you didn't learn this together, I don't even know. See, Shmuel made it to the Chabur if you're listening. You're even quoted. Now, the Rambam might be Lashitaso in a sense with respect to Malicha. I guess we'll get back to this later, but it's worth pointing out now. The Rambam might hold that also with respect to Malicha, you always need Shishim no matter what. Rambam Shita by Malicha is also very unclear, but he might be saying that, in which case he thinks that Sli and Malicha are the same, because Malicha is Kiroseach, and in both cases you always need Shishim. Huh. But we'll talk about that when we get to the Sugya Malicha in a couple of days. In terms of the Psak Halacha, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos that were choshesh for Netila. The Taz quotes the Marshal that Mekar Adin, you have to be choshesh bekulo af bitzli kimo bishol, which is, he doesn't quote it as being the Rambam Shita, but actually it comes out to be the Rambam Shita. And we'll see in Sif Hei the Ramaz Machmir by Davish Shaykh Bo Sham Nunis, that we're always going to be Choshes as Mefapea, so it's always going to be Asering Kulo. Okay. One, I guess, last quick point that has to be mentioned, which is all this has been Kachosh, right? What are the other Rishonim, let's say, leaving aside the Rambam, do with Davish Shamein? So here we have three view Shitos and Rishonim. Again, we saw the Rambam, who clearly holds that it's batel b'shishim, even b'tzli, if it's shamein, right? That's why chelev, you could assume chelev, if there's shishim connected to chelev, the whole rest of the animal is mutter. The Ra'ah says no. Even though the whole animal is usser, if there isn't shishim, but you have to be choshesh that in tzli, there's not even distribution. By cooking, we assume even distribution. The Rambam says also by tzli, if it's mefapeya, there's even distribution. The Ra'ah says, no, how could you assume that way? Actually, you have to assume that bichoshish for uneven distribution. So if there isn't shishim, then for sure it's aser. Even if there is shishim, you can't just be meikil, because maybe it went to this spot and not that spot, right? And therefore, it's going to be aser. And the third view is the Rashba. The Rashba is a little bit of a pshara. He says that if there's shishim, the whole thing is mutter, except for a netila. But if it touched in the place where you touched, if you know what it is, right? Kol davar sheyesh papua shenafal b'makom yadua min achaticha shafal pi sheyesh shishim achaticha levatel esa iser tzarech litol es mekomo. And the makor is the sugya in Parakeet Tzolot. Why? That's the case. Not tafmei rotfo. Now we said before that the Rama brought a raya from there that Sli always needs a netila. And we said, how did the Rashba deal with that raya? The Rashba said, no, there it's what? It's davar shebin mifapeya. Ah! So then you see that davar shebin mifapeya always needs a netila. So ironically, we'll see in a moment, we paskin like the Schumer, the Rashba, and we paskin like Tosfos. Now, doesn't make sense that normal Tzli needs a netila. You shouldn't be able to learn both of those. There's no Makor and Shas for both of those.
Both
are true. That always Tzli needs a netila, and for Davar Shimbim, right? Tosfos, according, if you learn the Gemara Pesachim like Tosfos, there's no Makor for being Machmir or B'Makom Yadua, because that's just telling you the regular halacha. So, okay, could be that we're choshish for the chumras of both Tosus and the Rashba, we're misupik.
But then it's not the
No, no, even I'm saying, let's say the Mechaber, who doesn't have that, right? So, either we, or it could even be within the Rashba, this isn't so bad, because remember the Rashba himself said, even though he really didn't like the pshat of Tosfos, he said you should be machmir b'tarius chumra at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Now, one last point here, and then we'll stop, which is, so as I said, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to be machmir b'makom shenafal makom yadua. So why just makom yadua? Let's say you're not sure which place it landed, right? It's five different places it might have touched. So why shouldn't I have to be machmir in all five of those places? So but really, the Rashba does say that, right? The Rashba says, "Shenafal b'makom yadua min achaticha." So the mashmos of the Rashba is, if it's not makom yadua, it's going to be mutter. So why is that? So the simplest answer is, and this is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, is that there will be bittel yavish b'yavish. In other words, let's say it could have hit three spots. So taka, one of them is aser, but since only one out of the three is aser, so then there's bittel yavish b'yavish, and therefore if ein yadua lays in makom naga, then it's mutter. The Rashba says you could eat all three. You're saying according to the Rash, you wouldn't be able, no, the Rash also, you just couldn't eat a bevasachas. So we'd say the same thing. Don't eat the whole animal bevasachas. Because we're choshish for the Rash. Okay. Stop here.